This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Even as COVID numbers tick up in different parts of the world, here in the U.S., mask mandates and pandemic restrictions are easing. With that, more consumers are heading out and shopping. We'll get some insight into what they're buying when retail sales numbers come out later this week. According to an estimate by the Commerce Department, in-store purchases of clothing and accessories are already up nearly 22% from a year ago. But small businesses are still struggling to nail down exactly what people want to buy. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Mary Bergstrom has been renovating her house in Brooklyn, and she's bought a toilet, lights, also sage to burn.
Oh yeah, to get all the juju out, for real.
Now that the essentials are taken care of, she's ready to buy things just for pleasure.
I've been doing a lot of shopping online, but it's not super satisfying. It's nice to be able to just go into a shop and see what there is and feel things and see them in real life.
That brought her to this shop called Jill Lindsay. It's named for its owner, who opened the store 8 years ago and wanted it to be a lot of things. Customers can buy some wine or tea along with a candle or a dress. They have events like kids' sing-alongs. One of the best-selling pieces of clothing this winter is an oversized cream sweater made of recycled wool. Lindsay says it originally cost $268, now on sale for $188.
It's like an aspirational piece. Like, this kind of knitwear is kind of antique looking, so it kind of makes you feel safe. Like, it's not aggressive.
That desire to feel a certain way has been motivating customers everywhere.
I do think there's a lot of emotional buying going on now.
Natalie Cutler follows retail trends for the advisory firm BDO.
It's the need to purchase something that'll make them uplifting, that'll make them feel better.
There's emotional need and there's also actual need, says economist Aditya Bhave with Bank of America.
There was all of these sales that were lost in 2020. We still need to wear clothes.
Bhave says small businesses stand to benefit from that need if they made it through the pandemic. Jill Lindsay says she got two federal loans totaling $86,000 to get her through. Since she's kept her space open, she wants people to linger in it again.
Now it's like, come in and go. Like, there's less of the hangout.
And Lindsay says if she's going to compete with big retailers like Anthropologie and J. Crew, people need to hang out and, you know, buy that sweater. In New York, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.